我哋接住落嚟系读经嘅时间。
We now have our scripture reading for today.
我哋今日读经嘅经文系嚟自呢、这个以赛亚书第53章。
Scripture reading will be in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
咁崇拜主席会用中文同埋英文為你分別讀出。
Only the worship leaders will be reading this first in Cantonese and then in English.
以賽亞書第53章第一節：我們所傳的有誰信呢？耶和華的膀臂向誰顯露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无佳形美容，我们看见的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被蔑视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被蔑视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们要却以为他受惩罚，被神击打苦待了。明知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路，使众人的罪孽归在他头上。他被欺压受苦时候，却不开口，像羔羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手中无声。他也是这样不开口，因为欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他崇祭的人，随想他就鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是为我们的百姓受苦呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与罪恶人同埋。谁知死的时候与同主同与财主同葬，耶和却定义将他压伤，使他头痛苦。耶和以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，必而且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，便在他手中亨通。他看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识他的义仆，得称为义，担当他们的罪孽。所以我们要使他的位大的同分与强盛的均分老物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，也被列在罪犯之中。他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Isaiah 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth.By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for this generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death. Although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief.When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors.
在以赛亚书第四十章里面这么说，草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Isaiah chapter 48 verse 8 tells us, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
我们跟着将时间交给郑牧师传讲今日的信息。
We now turn our time over to Reverend Jim Chung. The title of his sermon, The Will of the Lord to Crush Him.
Thank you, worship leaders, and thank you all for joining us this morning. Good morning, church. Welcome to Grace Church.
欢迎你来到恩若堂。
I want to personally tell you this morning.
我想告诉你听。
That I personally am very glad that you are here to worship our God together.
我今天很高兴见到你，同你一起去敬拜主。
And that you are all warmly welcomed to worship our God together here.
我又欢迎你今天同我一起去聚会。
I also want to encourage you, those who are joining us online, to join us in person.
亦都嗰啲喺网上边崇拜嘅人，希望你嚟到教会里边与我一齐祈祷。
So that physically we may present ourselves as God calls His people, gathers His people to worship His holy name.
正如神去呼召我哋一齐去聚会一样。
You don't have to be perfect.
我哋唔系冇人系完美。
You can bring all your problems, you can bring all your worries and anxieties, everything to God, and He will give you rest.
你可以将你嘅困难，将你嘅担心，一切系交托俾主。
With that welcoming heart from God, let us all arise and welcome one another in the name of Jesus.
我一齐起立，我哋欢迎吓身边嘅人嚟到呢度去聚会。
We are now in the fifth sermon on the Apostles' Creed, and today we'll look closely at the historicity of Jesus' death.
今次是我们这个的《使徒信经》的讲道的系列的第五个，我们今天会讲到耶稣基督在历史上面的死亡。
As we read in today's passage, long passage, we see the glimpse of the death and suffering of Christ in many verses.
我会睇到好多唔同嘅章节关于耶稣基督嘅受死。
And the Apostles' Creed summarized that in one sentence: suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried.
喺呢个使徒信经用一句说话，佢话喺本丢比拉多手下受难埋葬降至阴间。
It's a bit countercultural when you confess that.The one that you believe as God is the one who died.
你想一下就话嗰个去拯救你嘅就嗰个为你死亡嘅一个。
The one that we receive and expect salvation from our problems is the one that was suffered under a historic governor or a historic person in time.
这个为我们牺牲的就在历史上面是受死的那一位。
And that wasn't enough. The confession leads us that this Jesus that we believe as the Son of God was dead. And he was buried in the tomb.
他说我们所信神的儿子去为了我们死而埋葬。
So this morning we will look at why do we confessThe God that we believe in such a gloomy and discouraging way.
咁我今日会睇到点解成件事系好似咁令人沮丧咁呢个令人惋惜。
Please join me in a word of prayer.
我哋低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence.
我哋嚟到你面前，我哋俯伏。
May your word the Holy Word be only rule of our hearts.
愿你嘅话语系我哋唯一嘅所遵守嘅。
And that your Spirit may be our teacher to our mind.
你嘅灵去作为我哋嘅老师。
And that your greater glory may be our supreme concern.
你嘅荣耀系我哋今日所关注嘅。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen.
系透过主耶稣基督嘅名义求。
Those of you who were here last week or who weren't here last week, we remember that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, was the only mediator between man and God himself.
我上个星期讲到耶稣基督是人神之间的中保。
That we needed this perfect human being and a perfect priest to be able to even stand before the presence of this holy and eternal God.
唯有他才可以站在这个神的面前。
And for that reason, specifically, he had to be born of Virgin Mary as well as conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以唯有是这样的缘故，他是被圣灵感印而生，是从这个童贞女玛利亚所生出。
In so doing, he fulfilled what Adam failed to do as our second Adam.
他作为第二个亚当，达成了亚当做不到的事。
And we saw how the way that he is came to be with us here on earth resembles the way that we were made with the breath of from God and the dust the body from the dust.
正如好似我哋一样吓，好似系神吹气吓，去另外有呢、这个另有呢个生命。
And he came to bear the infinite wrath of God as a divine being, and he came to represent all of our sins as his human nature.
他代表了我每个人去承受了神对我们的愤怒的惩罚。
So this 100% God, 100% man invited us into the covenant of grace because he died on that cross and shed his blood for our forgiveness.
所以这个完全的人完全的神去呼召我们进入这个恩典的约，好使我们今天在他面前有永生。
Now that was the truth the early church Christians would put their life on.
是这个早期的教会的信徒所信的。
We have drifted away from living based on this truth that nowadays we don't really live or die based on our confessions, but rather we live or die based on our conditions.
我们今天很多时候不是因为认罪去承认神，我们过我们的生活，而是在乎于我们今日个人的环境和境况。
In other words, the death, or however Jesus was born, however he was conceived, has nothing to do with me in this day and age, in my life today.
在我们今日很多人的生活里面，耶稣怎样来到，怎样受人降生，根本与我是没有这个关系。
Unfortunately, this type of, let's say, a response by hearers of the gospel was not new. It was there when Jesus died.
但是这种这样的情况是耶稣基督死的时候已经是存在着。
Part of the people believed in him, but other part of the people did not really believe in him.
有一部分的人去信他，也都有很多人不信他。
But as a Christian, in this morning, our job or our task is to turn our hearts to belief.
而我今天要做的是我要去转向去信靠耶稣。
That's what the Apostles' Creed is all about.
这个就是使徒信经要讲的东西。
What is it that we believe that we can put our life upon it?
是一样我们可以在我们生命上面 去做的。
What is it about Jesus? What is it about God? Or what is it about Christianity that churches are built, planted, and sustained, even today?
咁就算今日嚟讲，教会点样样系建立喺呢个信念上边。
In other words，
另外换句话嚟讲
，What is this belief that keeps us coming back to worship our God on Sunday morning？
点样有咩嘢令到我哋可以一至一个星期又一个星期翻嚟去敬拜主咧
？What is it that fuels our service to this neighborhood？
令到我哋可以有呢个嘅能力去帮助呢一个社区咧。
Fundamentally speaking, what's the message that we convey this world as the light of this world, the body of Christ.
咁作為一個基督嘅肢體，我哋將一個點樣嘅信息帶嚟呢一個社區咧？
And today we want to remember our Jesus as the suffered one.
我哋今日想記得嘅就係耶穌基督係受苦嘅嗰一個。
We want to remember our Lord as the one who was crucified and died and buried like any human beings of this world.
嗰個就係喺本丟比拉多手下受難，被釘於十字架啊，受死降於陰間嗰一個。
My beloved friends, have you ever thought about that? That the Jesus that you call your Savior is the one who was buried, the one who had suffered under Pontius Pilate and died and crucified.
他在这个本丢比拉多手下的受难、钉十字架、死亡、埋葬，对你来说，今天有什么意义呢？
Now let's turn our page to the next one and ask this question.
你可以问这个这样的问题。
Would you want to be remembered as the one who suffered all your life?
你想唔想人哋記得你，就話你係一生一個好多勞苦受難嘅嗰一個咧？
Would you want to be remembered the one who sacrificed everything for others?
你想唔想人哋記得你，就話你一個成日都為人哋犧牲好多嘅一個人咧？
Or would you even want to be remembered as the one who was publicly humiliated and executed among other sinners and criminals?
咁係咪或者係嗰個你係當眾係俾人哋去羞辱，甚至係處決嘅嗰一個咧？
Why these words? Why do early church fathers use the ones that we often by our nature don't like to describe the Son of God?
點解早期教會嘅人會用呢啲好多人唔中意用嘅字眼去形容我哋今日所相信嘅主咧？
That's how Jesus was remembered.
耶稣基督就是这样被人去记得。
Not just being remembered, it's the way that the church fathers confessed with conviction and pride and thanksgiving.
就是这样东西，这个事实令到早期教会的人，他们所相信，也都是将这个他们引以为傲，也都是将这个信息传讲的一样东西。
So as we move forward into today's passage, I want you to remember,Who is Jesus to you in your memory?
咁喺你嘅记忆里边，耶稣基督系边一个咧？
Who is God the Father, your Creator, today, this day, this hour, in wherever you are right now?
喺今时今刻，对你嚟讲，神系点样样嘅咧？
Now to make the matter even worse,
去令到呢件事更加难过嘅系
，about 700 to 800 prior to Jesus' arrival.This suffering was already prophesied.
咁呢喺耶穌基督被出生之前嘅700年、800年呢件事已經係俾先知去預言講過嘅。
So to speak of such suffering, death, and burial of Jesus,
去講到耶穌基督嘅受害埋葬嘅時候
，right after the miraculous two natures coexisting,
去睇到呢件事所奇妙嘅地方係。
To my mind, the church fathers who drafted the Apostles' Creed is out of their mind.
好似对我来讲，好似都唔系好令人明白，点要写呢个使徒信经。
Do you remember the Israelites who were welcoming Jesus on the Palm Sunday to raise him up as their king?
你记唔记得当耶稣基督进入圣城嘅时候，啲人系何等欢喜咧
？It's similar in a sense.
好似。又好似另一方面嚟睇，有啲相似。
The mystery of humanity and divinity without confusion coexisting the second person of the Trinity。
我哋睇到就係呢、這個為呢、這個三位一體嘅神第二位最奇妙嘅地方。
This mystery was followed by Jesus being confessed by his followers that he was dead, that he was suffered, and he was crucified.
佢係嗰個被釘死嗰、那個，係受苦死亡嘅嗰一個。
But these juxtaposition, odd juxtaposition, is such a encouragement and good news to those who call upon the name of Jesus.
係嗰個佢哋所呼叫嘅耶穌基督。
Because number one,
第一
，it shows us that God the Son Himself knows our suffering, because He went through suffering.
当佢因为佢经历过痛苦困难嘅时候，佢都明白我哋经历痛苦同困难。
That he knows death in its very essence and nature beyond our ability to understand, because we don't know what's after death, but God does, or Jesus does.
我哋冇人知道死咗之后系点样样，但系耶稣基督佢自己经历过。
But secondly,
第二
suffering and death.Not the end of the story of all Christians.
咁死亡对于每一个基督徒嚟讲，唔系呢个嘅终结。
As we see the next element in the Apostles' Creed, he has resurrected from the very death and burial of his body.
因为喺下一个使徒信经嘅信条里边讲到，耶稣基督从死里边去复活。
So there's hope. As we see, the miraculous hypostatic union is followed by.Very relatable practicality part of Jesus himself.
当我睇到呢一度所讲嘅嘢，对我哋嚟讲系一啲啊，对我哋有关，亦都系好实际有啊功效嘅。
So today we're not talking about suffering as its end, as a discouraging, sad end of the story.
所以今日所讲嘅死亡唔系一个忧伤，唔系一个嘅终局。
But we see it as if it's a prerequisite for us to be glorified in Jesus.
但是在我们被这个荣耀之前，我们要经历的一个的过程。
That's a good news for us, isn't it?
这个对于我们今天来说是一个好的福音。
I do not know all of your sufferings that you're going through.
我不知道你每个人今天可能所经历的困难。
I do not know the tests or the trials that you are facing this morning.
我唔知道今日你所經歷嘅試煉係乜嘢嘢。
It may be from your relationship, or it may be from your internal desires of the flesh.
可能無論係你一啲嘅慾望未達成，或者其他嘅困難。
But the good news is that's not the end of the story.
個好嘅消息就話呢一切嘅痛苦唔係個終局。
That there is light waiting at the end of the tunnel we are facing.
因為去到尾。到至死的时候，我有一个新的盼望。
And that light can only be accessed or reached through suffering, just like Jesus did.
而好似耶稣基督一样，经历过呢个痛苦之后，我哋能够得到呢一切。
Unfortunately, in this city, New York City, of 8 million different people and stories, we find suffering as our common.Language.
好似我哋所住嘅城市里边，每一个人都有佢哋经历嘅痛苦。
We don't have to persuade or even listen to other people's story that they are in some type of suffering and some type of their own crucifixion.
咁每当你同人哋倾偈嘅时候，每个人都有佢嘅困难。
But at the end of the day, in the beneath of that suffering, there is one very clear.Message that we can hear.
咁但喺每一个人嘅困难嘅下边，我都有一个同样嘅信息。
We're not just looking for a deliverance or a relief from this suffering.
我哋唔系净系话想得到喺当中有拯救。
But we are looking for somebody to bear this unbearable and remove this weighty burdens.
而我哋想寻找一个人可以帮我哋去承担呢一切。
For that reason, when our girls get sick or they eat something wrong, what I do? We call the pediatrician.
正如好似我两个女病嘅时候，我会打俾呢个儿科医生。
As my wife is as a counselor, when people have problems, they will call up their counselors.
我太太系一个嘅治疗师，咁啲人有困难嘅时候会打电话俾佢。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the world that we are in is a fallen world.
因为我们所住的世界是一个痛苦的世界。
Apart from being united to Christ, we constantly look for somebody to replace our Christ.
因为很多时候我们都会去找一个人去代替了基督去帮助我们。
But there is other end of that extreme.
但亦都有另一方面嘅極端。
That there is an appropriate and holy outcry, or even crying out to the name of Jesus.
但亦都有人去向耶穌基督去呼求。
So natural tendency to seek for help is is by its nature, it's not sinful.
去找人帮手不是一件错的事。
Because we are created to cry out for God's help, to be dependent upon Him.
因为我们被造的时候，本来我们需要依靠基督。
But in that beautiful exchange of us asking for God's help and as a father helping us,
在那个我们去找神去帮助，也都神去帮助我这个过程里面，
His name is glorified.
他的名是得到高举。
But to ask our help or to seek independence away from God, the act of seeking is still there, but the object must be right.
咁我哋去寻求帮助系好啱嘅，但我哋需要知道我哋揾嘅对象系边一个。
And that will point us to Christ, who went through the suffering that we are going through.
但我哋需要系揾啱嗰一个。
Or even worse than what we are going through, that He went through to the ultimate maximum degree.
因为耶稣基督去承受最痛苦嘅嘢。
Isaiah 53 prophesies about Jesus.
在以赛亚书第53章，他着重讲的是耶稣基督。
The Old Testament and the New Testament has a connection there. In, at the center point, there is Jesus.
在这里旧约、新约有一个连接点。
So I want to encourage you. I don't know what kind of problems that you're going through. I'll be lying if I do.
我不知道你今天经历着什么困难。
But from there to the glorious promise of God, the connecting point is Jesus.
咁最紧要嘅系耶稣系将呢一切连埋一齐。
It's not this world.
唔系净系讲紧呢个世界。
What connects you or what delivered you from where you are onto the next where God had intended you to be is not through idols that we often build.
是耶稣基督，不是我们所做的偶像去帮助我们。
Just as the Israelites hang their entire nation upon this suffering servant of Isaiah 53,
这里是讲到耶稣基督是他整个民族为他所受苦的。
Our tendency and what we have to do is by carrying our cross, bring our suffering to the suffering servant of Jesus.
当我们说我们背起十架，将我们的困难交给耶稣基督的时候，
So for that reason, our suffering, or even the suffering of Jesus, is no longer a discouragement or a humiliation.
而当我们这样做的时候，耶稣基督的痛苦不会再成为一个担子，也都不会一样令我们失望的一样的事。
But rather, it's a message of hope.
反而是成为一个有盼望的信息。
And message of victory.
是一个胜利的一个信息。
That Jesus knows me.
耶稣基督认识我，也都认识你。
Doesn't matter how long it's been since Jesus was here on earth.
无论耶稣基督在世上边是有几耐。
Isaiah 53 tells us that Jesus was pierced for our transgressions.
他说到他为了我们的罪是被所这个的撕裂。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
他为了我们的他被藐视，也都被厌弃，也都被这个压碎。
And this servant does not bear his own guilt.
这里所讲的不只是他所经历的事。
But he bears your guilt and my suffering.
他不是去背负他自己的痛楚，而是背负我们的痛楚。
So that he could give us peace in Jesus and healing in Jesus.
好使我们在他里面有平安和得到医治。
This world cannot offer that. We know that by logic of thinking.
我们知道这个世界不能够给到这一切的东西给我们。
It is more apparent in this city that nobody would actually die for your mistake.
没有一个人会为到你的错处去牺牲。
Nobody would stand up for your guilt.
没人会去为到你做错的事去为你站出来。
Your transgressions are yours. Your iniquities are yours. Nobody will take that for you.
错那个是你，你是你自己去面对你自己的错误。
If you're in a corporate level, this is very clear. You're a mistake, you're fired.
你喺一個商業嘅世界，你做錯咗啊，你又會俾人哋炒魷魚。
But there is God that does the otherwise.
但 on the other hand, 神會係另一方面好唔同。
He tells you to bring those iniquities to Him.
佢話叫我哋將我哋嘅過犯帶俾佢。
Rather, He tells you to bring your transgressions upon His shoulders.
佢話將呢一切啊俾佢為你去背負。
That He will be guilty of all your wrongdoing.
佢去為到我哋所有嘅罪去啊承受呢個結果。
Now our parents cannot do that for us.
我哋嘅父母亦都未必為我哋做到呢啲嘢。
But our Jesus can.
但我哋嘅耶穌基督可以。
Whether it is your past mistake or future infirmities,
無論係今日係過去嘅錯誤，或者你將來嘅錯失，
Jesus died for you.
耶穌基督為你而死，
and it wasn't a mistake.
唔係一個嘅錯誤。
Now, the devil will continue to lie to us that maybe he didn't die for your sin. Because look at you. Nothing has changed. You continue on your sin.
咁可能撒旦會話你都好似冇變過啫，你都係真係一模一樣咁嘅樣。
But let me encourage you this morning.
讓我去今晨去鼓勵你。
Jesus' death was no accident.
耶穌基督嘅死亡唔係一個嘅意外。
Because in verse 10,
在第十節他說,
we read that it was the will of the Lord to crush him.
他說耶穌基督就說定義使他受痛苦。
In other words, it's not our sin that put him on that cross.
不是我們的罪令到耶穌基督為我們死。
It is indeed right that our sins are upon his shoulders on that cross, but it wasn't.
好似睇嚟係因為神要背起我哋嘅罪釘十字架。
It was the will of the Lord.
但其實唔係咁。
That Jesus had to be crushed upon that.
係耶話去定義要耶穌基督為到我哋死。
So his death for your mistakes, for your sins, are not a mistake.
所以呢一切佢所為你去背起呢個罪而死，唔係一個嘅。意外。
Now that promise in Isaiah 53 at its fullness of time finds its fulfillment under Pontius Pilate.
咁就喺呢個嘅本丟比拉多嘅手上，將成件事去達成咗。
Now the name Pontius Pilate was there to verify the historicity of Jesus' death.
就係呢個本丟比拉多將呢個事件喺歷史上邊。去做咗出嚟。
He was a Roman governor.
佢一個羅馬嘅呢個嘅官長。
So he was a historic person. We read him in the history book of the Roman Empire.
喺呢個歷史上面有呢個人出現過。
And therefore, this faithful confession that was made among persecutions of Christians.
咁呢、这個當基督徒去被呢個逼迫嘅時候，佢所作出呢個信仰信條嘅呢一個嘅呢一件事
，was not a retelling of a fairy tale, but it's a real fact。
所以唔係話一個嘅童話嘅故事，而喺歷史上邊的而且確發生。
It's a fact that, let's say, Alexander conquered.
正如好似亞歷山大大帝佢征服咗歐洲。
It's a fact that Jesus was suffered under this Roman governor Pontius Pilate.
又係佢喺呢個嘅官長比拉多嘅手下去受難。
So we see that even the early church, time of the early church, Gentile historians record the.Suffering and resurrection of Jesus.
所以是一个的外邦人去记录了这件事。
But we must understand and we must go back. Okay, so he was really suffered under a real person, Pontius Pilate. But the question is, how can suffering be the crux of God's plan of salvation?
我问一个问题就是，耶稣基督为我们受死，怎样样去帮助到我们呢？
Why his suffering, not his triumph and victory?
应该是他的痛苦呢？
Why would the Almighty God choose humiliation and being spit on and being crucified upon the cross, a sign of curse, rather than triumphant over his enemies?
为什么这件事不是一个的咒诅，又不是一个的胜利呢？
If God is sovereign and omnipotent, why would he orchestrate such anguish events?
为什么神会去安排整件事呢？
In other words, is this substitutionary death mere tragedy or key to our salvation?
咁另一方面，呢一件事系咪一个只系一个嘅悲剧？呢样嘢点样成为咗我哋去得救嘅一个嘅重要嘅一环呢？
Well, let's go back to Isaiah 53 and go one by one.
我哋睇下以赛亚书第五十三章。
You see that we are all sinners, straying sheep, each turning to its own way.
佢讲到话我哋如羊去走迷。
And our invisible or even visible iniquities does not just influence ourselves, but others next to us, like our families or our children.
在每个人，在就算神的家里面，每个人都有这个罪。
Our imperfection hurt our families, communities, or even the environment within us, around us.
每一个我们的罪去造成每一个人不同的痛楚。
Doesn't it? When you think about it, when we get stressed, or when we get angry, or when things don't go the way that we want it to be, we kind of lose it, don't we?
很多时候当事情不顺利，或者我们很大压力的时候，我们会做什么呢？
Now, the creed suffered under Pontius Pilate does actually expose human culpability.
当这些事发生的时候，就将我们自己的内里的软弱去显现出来。
Now, our choices of choosing iniquities over Jesus' grace upon us tells us that we are actual active participator of these iniquities.
当我们 去犯错，我们当有困难，我们去做错而不选择耶稣基督的时候，就看出了我们有罪。
That we must acknowledge we are sinful.
去承认我们是有罪。
That we must understand that we are not so nice as if other people know about us.
而就不是好像人家以为好像我们是一个好人。
And think about Pontius Pilate. He was the governor, but he crucified him.
这个比拉多，他去将耶稣基督钉死。
The legal injustice done by this Roman emperor was masqueraded as an order or fitting legal system at that time.
而这一件事是经历过一重一重这个的审判。
He just crucified an innocent person named Jesus. And what he does is, he turns around and he washes his hands, and so be it.
咁当佢去决定将耶稣基督钉死之后，佢做嘅第一样嘢就系佢洗手。
His willful decision was under God's sovereign plan for our salvation.
但系纵然系咁样样，其一切都喺神嘅掌管之下。
You might be wondering,
或者你会想,
that there is this discrepancy, or seemingly a discrepancy, between God's sovereign will and our free will to choose.
咁你就谂紧啦，究竟有几多系神嘅主权，抑或人嘅自由意志喺入边呢？
We can talk more about that after the service, if you wish to come and talk to me. But what we are facing here is both Jewish and their leaders, as well as Gentile, this Roman governor, were used by God's sovereign plan to crucify him, crush him on that cross.
我睇一样嘢就话呢啲犹太人嘅领袖系被神去使用，去令到成件事去达成。
Some of us can read into this passage and say that Jesus' death does not include Jewish people alone, but even greater, to ends of the earth because human sin was visible in Pontius Pilate's decision.
我哋睇到就喺滿丟死拉多之下，人嘅罪去到一個好大嘅地步。
Now, in that sense, once again, we realize, just like Pontius Pilate, we act as if we're all righteous before whatever professions that we have. But when you turn and go back to your room, we are just blinded to our guilt and our sin, and we just wash our hands off and move on.
很多時候我們都可能好像比拉多一樣，我們做被我們的罪去遮蔽了我們，可能做了一些錯事之後，我們好像洗下手，好像沒事發生過一樣。
When you think about it, Pontius Pilate to crucify Jesus was like an escape route for him. He doesn't want to deal with this Jewish problems anymore.
這個比拉多去洗下手，就好像是他 逃避這個責任。
Maybe Pontius Pilate, without knowing, he was putting his iniquities or his imperfection upon Jesus already before he carried the cross.
他在耶稣基督去背起十字架之前，他已经其实将他的错处去显现出来。
Perhaps without even knowing or recognizing that Pontius Pilate was substituting his sinful iniquities or whatever he's doing upon Jesus, that courtroom.
又好似喺呢个嘅呢、这个嘅啊呢、这个嘅啊呢、这个 court 上边，佢将佢所有嘅罪，佢俾赦咗俾耶稣基督。
But he turns around and washes his hands, tells us that he resists to surrender before God.
佢唔肯将佢喺神嘅面前去降服。
Now, God could not have taken that sinful sins of this world upon his shoulder right there. I mean, the myriads of angels were with him at that time.
他不能够将那些的罪去背在他的上面。
But what does God do, who sees all things from above, who sees the deepest secrets of human hearts, who knows and does all things for his glory?
咁耶穌當神喺天上邊見到呢一切，見到人去內心個心底嘅秘密嘅時候，佢會點樣做咧
？In today's verse passage, verse 7 tells us that he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth like a lamb that is led to the slaughter.
佢話佢被人去藐視，被人哋去厭棄佢被人哋去唔尊重，被人壓制，依然佢冇開口。
He steps in to the reality that we are in.
佢去進入到呢個嘅現實裏邊。
And he, without opening his mouth, does what we have failed to do.
佢從來都冇去埋怨過，唔係好似我哋一樣。
Because he loves us.
因為佢愛我哋。
Because he knows we are weak.
因為知道我們是軟弱，
He does it for us.
祂為了我們而去做。
Without a word that could be spoken against the entire enemies of this world.
祂就算面對這個世界上面所有的敵人，祂都沒有開口埋怨。
No matter how deep you are in your trouble,
無論今天你在多大的困難的裡面，
Jesus went deeper.
耶穌基督是更加深。
The deep abyss of our human imperfection.
祂比我們的不完美所為我們做的更加的多。
So the other side of that coin means that Jesus suffered not by accident but by substitution.
所以耶穌基督 的受苦，祂不是一個意外，而是祂取代了我們。
He suffered to bear our griefs.
祂去將我們的困難去背起了。
He endures the Father's wrath.
祂去為到我們去承受父神的這個的責罵。
And he stepped into your problem and to be crushed by the problem that we were supposed to be crushed.
我們本來是那個被神壓碎的一個，去取代了我們的位置。
This was God's intention.
是神去定義要做的一樣的事。
It was the will of the Lord to be crushed to crush him for salvation in our joy.
为到我们的喜乐，为到我们的救恩，耶和华定义使他受痛苦。
But that wasn't enough.
但这样都不够。
He goes into a sphere of reality that we have no idea.
但我们完全不知道。
That Jesus was dead and buried.
他不知道的是耶稣基督为到我们去死亡，并且是被埋葬。
Verse 9, he is cut off from the land of the living, buried in a rich man's tomb, miraculously tells us about Jesus.
第九节他说，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与罪恶同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
Now some people have argued that maybe he appeared to be dead and he didn't really die.
有些人说，可能他没死到的。
But if we take that part away from Jesus'searthly ministry, we lose the penal substitution.
咁我如果系有睇过嘅时候，知道佢的而且确系受到呢个惩罚。
Because he had to be dead as a sacrifice and shed his blood, just like the Old Testament sacrificial system, to be our atoning sacrifice for God.
因为要好似旧约圣经所讲去做呢个嘅。祭的时候他要的而且确是真的死了、然后跟着流血去为我们去赎罪。
Suffering as much as it is sufficient was not sufficient.
好像、受苦好像还是不是很足够。
He went ahead of us and experienced the death that we ought to experience.
他去为我们去经历了这个死亡。
And then he went back to the burial site as dust.Will return to dust.
正如好似我一样，好似我哋从归向呢，归回呢个尘土。
So if he were from last week, if he had to redo the whole creation account by being conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary,
正如好似佢本来系因为圣灵感孕，系从重贞女里边去所生嘅时候
，his redemption scope.Is entirety of our life from the birth until the death and even burial after death.
就好似人一样会经历呢个出生、死亡，甚至系被埋葬。
There's nobody would go with you beyond the point of your death in this life.
有边个人会为到你去死亡，然后跟住去为你去复活而生呢
？Who would go to the burial site?
有边个人会去到呢个埋葬嘅地方
？Willfully in place of you，
去代替你呢
？And nobody can stop death。
冇一个人可以咁样做。
And for our sake，
为咗我哋嘅缘故
，to call on righteous righteous one，
佢去叫呢个系公义嘅嗰一个。
Christ had to。Do everything from the creation to the regeneration to the glory for his people as the second Adam.
所以他要做第二个亚当的时候，他要从这个的被造，然后跟着去有这个的圣灵的改变，然后最终是得到荣耀。
Now, in our quest for autonomy since Adam and Eve, we must understand that we're not dealing withsome kind of impersonal, distant God, Jesus.
咁如果我哋好多时我谂起亚当同夏娃，当佢去寻找去要呢个嘅自由，要自己选择自己路嘅时候，咁好多时候当我哋咁样做，我就会唔记得咗神。
Because when you think about it, God's sovereignty embraces not just the birth and the rebirth.But suffering to salvation and to glory.
他去为我们去重生，然后为到我们令因为他的受苦受死而令我们有这个救恩。
Now, since suffering leads to glory, some have asked, does this make God the author of evil?
咁系咪当神要经历呢一切嘅时候，系咪即是话神系呢、这个系写呢个罪嘅作者咧？
Actually, no. If you look at James 1 and Genesis 50,
咁如果我睇下呢个嘅雅各书第一章，或者呢个嘅创世记第五十章嘅时候
that God sovereignly overrules sin for good, and as we see in Joseph's story, as we see in the story of Jesus, Pontius Pilate, his brothers of Joseph, that he rule overrules, he runs everything for ultimately good purpose.
我哋同呢個約瑟嘅故事，我哋睇到咗最終所做嘅一切嘅嘢、發生嘅嘢，都係為咗人嘅救贖嘅好處。
And that good purpose is to invite us into his eternal glory. And there must be death before resurrection.
咁喺呢個嘅復活之前， 是会有这个死亡。
We see this clearly in Jesus.
我在耶稣基督里看得很清楚。
He's the one who suffered, therefore we would not have to suffer when we unite him when his, at his return.
因为他为了我们去死的时候， 我们不需要经历这一切。
He was crushed and died and buried so that he could rise up from dead.
他被欺压， 被埋葬， 所以可以重新去復活。
And under God the Father's will, we will also rise up with him when he returns.
亦都当耶稣基督再来的时候， 我们都可以被神去高举。
Now this statement that I'm about to make might be a little difficult for most of us here in this room.
我跟着所说这句话，可能很多人会很难接受。
We are offered something for free.
神给我们这件事是一份免费的礼物。
Without catch.
我们不需要给任何代价。
We are to just receive.
我们需要去接受。
We don't have to work for it.
我们不需要做任何的事。
We don't have to study for it.
我们就算不需要去看任何的事。
We would just receive with open hearts, with faith.
我们需要打开双手去接受。
In our life, the busy bustling for to make ourselves our living, it's very difficult to receive something for free.
我们今天在我们忙碌之中，好像接受一份免费的礼物，是一件很难的事。
But just as much as the historicity and reality of Jesus' death upon the cross, I want you to understand that this morning, all you have to do is receive it in your heart with faith.
我只想你知道，在今晨里面去明白，你只需要打开双手，可以接受这个耶稣基督。
There's no gimmicks.
没有任何的要做些什么。
There's no need for shortcuts.
亦都没有其他的东西。
There's nothing that you have to redo or you have to make it better from your past.
亦都不需要去改变任何过去的任何一样的东西。
Jesus in his suffering, crucifixion, death and burial cleared everything that you have against God.
耶稣基督的受苦、钉十字架、埋葬、复活，已经为你做晒所有嘅嘢。
So if you are a believer this morning,
如果你今日系一个信主嘅人，
would you remind yourself once again,
再一次去提醒自己，
the magnificent gift of grace of Jesus for you.
我们看到耶稣基督所给你的恩典。
Would you remind yourself again what you have said yes when Jesus called you?
当耶稣基督去呼召你的时候，你就需要去应允他。
But I plead you today, if you're not a believer,
如果你今天未信的时候，
if you still think that you have to do to earn salvation,
如果你觉得你要做任何事去得到这个救恩的时候，
I want you to simply come to the cross.
你只需要来到十字架的前面。
And remind yourself and remember what he has done for you.
让你知道他所为你所做的一切。
And receive the gift that has been poured upon that cross.
耶稣基督为你去倾倒一切。
This is not a myth.
这个不是一个奥秘。
This is not a religion.
不是一个宗教。
This is not ideology nor philosophy.
不是任何的哲学或者任何的特别的思想。
This is Jesus Christ upon that cross dying for you.
是耶稣基督在十字架上为到你而死。
Would you come to him?
你今天会不会来到他面前呢？
No matter how failing you are, no matter how imperfect you are, would you hold on to Jesus the rest of the week until we meet again?
会不会在, 喺嚟嘅星期，你都繼續去找住耶穌基督咧。
God bless you.
願主去祝福你。
Let us pray.
我哋低頭祈禱。
Sovereign God, we are sinful who need your grace every hour.
主啊，我哋每時每刻都需要你。
We confess that we have wandered like sheep, and we confess that we have ignored Christ's wounds for us.
我哋去漁羊去走迷。
And we confess that we are the one who crucified upon that cross.
我哋係將你去釘喺十字架上邊。
Would you forgive our hardened hearts?
求你去寬恕我哋嘅硬心。
With your word and by your spirit, mortify our sins.
求你去幫助我哋去改變我哋嘅罪。
So we thank you for your servant Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
我哋感謝耶穌基督。
Who was crushed by your will as a guilt offering.
去為到我嘅緣故成為咗呢個贖罪祭。
And you have satisfied justice and you have justified sinners like me.
去令到我哋今日喺你面前因信稱義。
So guard your church, O God.
去守護你嘅教會。
There are many wolves out there, perhaps within us.
有好多人喺出邊。
So awaken us and make us vigilant.
讓我哋可以去使用。
And lead us into the place of repentance and faith.
讓我哋能夠去喺你面前去認罪，亦都有呢個嘅信。
Help us to live faithfully and proclaim the gospel clearly.
我哋讓我哋好清楚嘅將你嘅福音去傳講出嚟。
For your glory and for your kingdom, in Jesus' name we pray.
奉你的名义求
Amen